WIEL now presents Heart of the Matter, hosted by News Director Ron Boone. This is a weekly community affairs program produced by WIEL. This past Thursday was the actual 50th birthday of 1400 WIEL. It went on the air September 28th, 1950, Hardin County's first radio station. I hope you caught some of the special programming we had last Thursday. We had a special Heart of the Matter program last week, talking with some of the former employees, remembering the old jingles, commercials, and music. We'll do one more look back Heart of the Matter today. Sit back and remember along with us.
Identify this, Debbie.
Okay.
Big song out of 1963, Debbie. You know what it is?
No,
it's a Japanese song. It starts with an S. You don't know what it is.
Be all so tight. Show me that you love me too.
Tossing along. Touchdown pass or getting off a long run and having that go out over the air on the local radio station has been exciting for high school athletes over the last 50 years. Or as in the case of the Eatown boys basketball team this past spring, winning the Sweet 16, local realtor Julius Wise recalls his exploits as a high school athlete occurred just a few years before WIEL went on the air.
I graduated my last year of playing. I played baseball in 49, but I football was in 48, see, in the fall. See, I graduated in 49.
So you graduated before WIEL came
out. I graduated before WIEL. I never had the pleasure of having play under any announcements at all, you know.
But Dick Curtis, who did a lot of games after that.
Yes,
and
new Dick. No Dick. No
there,
way.
I imagine there have been some pretty...
With special reports on Eatown High basketball, Coach Ray Vinsel is featured exclusively on WIEL twice weekly. Hear the Coach's Corner Tuesday nights at 7:10, presented by Gooden Standard Service.
Pretty interesting ball games on the radio down through the
years. Oh, golly, yes, definitely. You didn't have TV and stuff you could just, you know, tune in on, and everybody, radio was a thing. You would listen. You would get comfortable, and if you went out to Legion or wherever you went, you know what I mean. You went to a party or anything, they would have the radio on, like Kentucky was playing, or Louisville was playing. You know what I mean. And of course they'd be listening to radio.
And of course you've been very involved with the Board of Elections, and of course election coverage is always interesting.
Oh yeah, we've always worked, you know, with the radio, and I think that was great that you people would do what you did with the runners, you know, to go and get the posting and be able to tell people how the election was, you know, coming off. Because you all were always faster than we were, and we're slow as I'm not part of it anymore. But we were slow as grandmother. I've never been able to understand how the computers could be as slow as that computer room is.
Julius Wise is a pretty colorful character, but he remembers another one, Bill Earl, news director at WIEL from the mid-50s to the early 70s.
The best I remember is Bill Earl. Bill Earl would give the news, and he would say, "We laid 50 feet of 2-inch line, and 50 feet of 3-inch line at a fire." You know, and he was the most comical person I ever. You know what I mean? He would get in minute things. He would say how many inch diameter the hose was that you used at the fire. You know, you all were real instrumental in covering the planning and zoning of zoning the property in Hardin County. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
The setting up planning and zoning and if the county was going to be zoned, and you all were awful instrumental in that, I thought.
Well, we have our moments like the 74 tornado. You know, I was pretty proud of that. We did about 8 hours of continuous coverage that day.
Yeah, I remember that. That was. Mm-hmm. I was. I went to a funeral here, and I went to a funeral here. I had a brother-in-law that died, and he's from Meade County, and they decided to bury him here. If not, I would have been sitting right on top of that hill about that time when the storm hit in Brandenburg.
Parallel across the Sayre towards Elizabethtown. All right. And you sighted that wind?
Just now. It's going on right in the moment.
It's going on right now. Where
in Cecilia.
You're in Cecilia.
And it's about a quarter of a mile north of Cecilia.
And you own the hardware there in Cecilia?
Right, uh-huh.
When I fielded that call in the WIL newsroom in 1974, we didn't know Denver Woodring, but something told me to take his call seriously. We got the information on the air as quickly as possible. It was probably too late to alert people along what is now the town mall area, but a homeowner in eastern Hardin County told me later she was listening, and Woodring's call to WIL probably saved her family.
That's down as far as you know.
No, not as far as we know, just high wind.
But it is
it's funnel shape.
Funnel shape.
It sounds like a plane.
And would have been up
all
that
right.
Graveyard on the hill. You know, it was rather dramatic that, you know, I could have been in it just right in the heart of it.
You know, something else.
My whole family, you know.
Yeah, something else I remember when I first came to town. It was starting to wind down, but it was the Lions radio auction.
Oh, God, yes, that used to be the thing. you know, I mean, they made a lot of money for the Lions Club.
Mm-hmm. And that went almost a full week, I think, as I recall.
Oh, yeah, it was a week.
Yeah.
I was a Lion then. I'm not a Lion anymore.
Yeah.
I got so that you know, they want you to work, and golly, I'm 71 years old.
In fact, like I say, when I first came here, they were doing it from the MRC building, which,
yes.
You know, no longer stands, you know. So.
Yes, I remember the MRC building when it used to be. I had a sister that used to go there as a USO girl, you know what I mean? They had those, you know, they'd have dances, and the military would come, you know, over here, and the girls here would go down and dance with them. And then, I, of course, remember when we got control of it. And I was a high school, you know, that's where I'd say my last 4 years in high school, my 4 years in high school was spent at the MRC.
We want a small car, we've got a small car. No bus, Toms, and Camaro. We've got a small car for you, Chevrolet.
Chevy's got it, and you can get it at Herb Jones Chevrolet. Right now, Herb Jones.
As we continue to look back over the 50 years of WIL's broadcasting history, we talk with a businessman, Francis Simpson, who has been in business how long in E-Town, Francis?
About 40 years.
Okay, cutting hair and styling hair and all of that. And, of course, you're native of E-Town, aren't you?
Right. Born and raised here.
What I want to ask you, a lot of people can't remember how Elizabethtown looked in the 50s and 60s. What was the look then as opposed to now? And let's sort of think maybe of the downtown area.
Well, it was the major shopping center, shall we call it, of the downtown. You know, the grocery stores, drug stores, and everything was centered around the square. And as you come north on 31 toward what's now the mall, there wasn't very much out this way. Not hardly anything at all. It was
the Moo Dairy Queen.
The Moo Dairy Queen. Burnett's Motel, and that's where the big swimming pool was, where everybody went swimming. That's out right across the street, almost across the street from Arby's. But Kroger's, Houchins, A&P was all on the square downtown.
Joplin and Lands
mm-hmm. was down there. And
a couple of theaters.
Grand Theater and State Theater, and the Shires and Hayes and Sweets and Donovan drug stores, and Shires and Hayes where you went and got the big ice cream cone for a nickel.
Where the Pritchard Center now stands, what used to be there?
The baseball fields were down there, and I think before that, before my time, there might have been a football field down there somewhere, but all the baseball, Little League baseball and all that, was right where Pritchard and the bypass, where part of the bypass is.
And where farmers markets, people sell their wares across from the old post office, what used to be
that
there?
That was the old MRC building, and that's where there was kind of a teenage hangout, and that's where all the kids sort of went on Friday and Saturday night, and They let us country boys in there every once in a while.
Given the British what for here, the Battle of New Orleans, on your weekend only station, IEL.
In 18 foot.
In 1974, 75, and 76, the Hardin County community built up to the nation's bicentennial celebration. Listen back to Mary Jo Jones, Jack Scott, and Babe Thomas.
Well, we believe that this is the bell that formerly hung in the belfry of the Hardin County Courthouse that was built here in 1872 and destroyed by fire in 1932. And the bell for the past 40 years has reposed in the attic of this present courthouse building. And it was not until this week that a committee of the fiscal court headed by Magistrate David Owsley had the bell reinstalled out here in the courthouse yard in the location where you see it now.
Do you have any idea how old the bell is?
We think the bell is 100 years old. Miss George Bradley.
Your name?
Miss Gynon. Miss Richard Nall. Miss Roger Nichols. Grace Tabor. Martin Ritchie. Zelma Howard.
Tom Smith.
Mr. Collins.
Ernest Mannix.
You know, this past 3 years has been most gratifying to me to see how the people of Hardin County have turned out completely to celebrate our nation's bicentennial. We've had cooperation from everyone throughout Hardin County, Elizabethtown, and all the communities that surround it. Everyone has really had a fever to work hard for the bicentennial. They've shown that America truly means something to them, and they wanted to celebrate the 200th anniversary in the best possible way. So I think all of us need to congratulate ourselves for doing what we've done here in Hardin County to make it an outstanding bicentennial county.
I think we should all recognize that we have been blessed to have the opportunity to stand here 200 years from the founding of our country and realize how much we enjoy the bounty that is ours. And I think it's a fitting time to bury this time capsule so that those folks 100 years from now can know what we were doing, know that we had hopes for our future and their future, and I think that it is also a fitting time for us to give thought to the sacrifices that enable us to be at this point, and in doing that, recognize that we too must...
Tammy, you look like you're one happy, excited girl.
Oh, I am. I'm more nervous now than I was when I started.
How do you feel right now?
Like I own the world.
Like you own the world, like a big sigh of relief?
Yes, I'm glad it's all over, but I enjoyed it.
You enjoyed every bit of it. I'm sure you did. Tammy, is this the first beauty pageant that you've been in?
No, sir. I was in Miss Hart County in 1975.
In 1975. And how did you do in that one?
I didn't.
You didn't, but you certainly did tonight, and we want to congratulate you. Can you tell us something?
One of the most entertaining DJs down through the years in WIEL's rich 50-year history is still in radio. He's down at Russellville, Richard Upton.
Project Outreach at the Upton School will hold registration for a caning class Tuesday, April 14th. And this class is limited to 24 students, and there will be a $15 material fee. Interested persons are requested to bring a chair sample
on
the night.
Well, I got there, I was supposed to sign on at 6 o'clock, and I think I got there at 6:30. And I was so embarrassed because I thought, man, I'm going to get fired. Well, I went in and told him on a Monday morning, and he told me, he said, well, anybody that's up at 6:30 on New Year's Day doesn't need to listen to the radio anyway. So that kind of made me feel a whole lot better.
Richard, can you believe WIEL is 50 years old? That's a lot of years.
Ron, that is a lot of years, and that station will always be the mainstay of that community. It's just like it, you know, if you want to get news, where do you go? You go to WIEL. That's the thing. People are just, and you know, the funny thing about it is this, that people that have listened to that station have, their children have even started listening to it, and they are instilled, well, you know, when they pull up in the schoolyard, and I truly believe this, they'll turn on the 7 o'clock news or 7:30 news, I don't know when you do it now, and listen to the local news. And at noon or whenever you have your noon report, and I'm sure you do.
Yes.
They're going to listen then, and they're going to listen to the news in the afternoon. I mean, it's just instilled in them. It's almost like a hand-me-down. This is what you do.
And Richard. As we close this down, I think, not speaking for you, but I think you agree with me, what we want to do is tip our hat to the original four business owners here in Elizabethtown who started this whole thing, and the early broadcasters who were really pioneers in equipment and just trying to figure out how to program a radio station back in the early 50s.
Well, that's very true. And, you know, I don't know who the early owners were. You'll have to refresh my memory on
Horace
that.
Tabb and Stokely Bowling and Mr. Deeks and Mr. Hodges.
Right, you know, okay.
Business owners here.
Right, okay.
But they, you know, leaped out in face starting something that was brand new. Back then, the newspaper was clobbering everybody's ears, you know. So.
Mm-hmm.
But those were interesting times, and a number of our stations across Kentucky have had 50th birthdays over the last few years.
Well, Ron, and, as we're closing out, I just want to say this, that I recall when I first met you, and I had my doubts that you were a good newsman. It didn't take too long for me to realize, after a week or two, how good you really were. And I really appreciate your friendship and the work you did and are still doing with that radio station. And, you know, I hope in 50 years you'll call me again.
Richard Upton.
I hope I'm able to answer the phone.
Richard Upton, now living in Russellville, still doing radio. Thanks a lot for helping us look back.
Thank you so much, Ron.